Now, the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission took actions last night against the city's now former police chief, Alfonso Morales. Here's commission member Raymond Robakowski.
I'd like to make a motion to demote Alfonso Morales to the rank of captain, his original rank before becoming chief, immediately.
After a unanimous vote, the chief lost his leadership position. Our guest has been watching the back and forth on this issue and is here to share some context of the vote. Ashley Lutheran covers public safety, crime, and policing for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. Ashley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
This is not something you see every day. Ashley, what were some of the reasons that members of the commission gave for demoting former Chief Morales?
I think the overwhelming theme last night was the commissioners feel and they felt and they continue to feel that Chief Morales did not fulfill the job as he said he would do it. He accepted his reappointment with some pledges to be strict on discipline, to give more information to the commission, to be more responsive to the community. And it was clear last night that the commission felt he had not followed through with those promises.
And there had been, I don't know, a feud kind of between the chief and a key member of this fire and police board. Can you give us some background on that?
Sure. The word feud was actually used by Mayor Tom Barrett yesterday. Actually, the phrase blood feud was used to describe the souring relationship between Chief Morales and the chairman of the board, Stephen DeVogus. It seemed like really some of these problems stemmed back in the fall. Chief Morales has since made it known that he believed that the chairman wanted him to fire a specific officer involved in the arrest of Milwaukee Bucks player Sterling Brown. He had refused to do that, instead handing out other punishment. Steve DeVogus has denied that he ever put forward he ever had this conversation with the chief. And then in December, DeVogus, as chairman, who can call meetings and cancel meetings, began to cast doubt on whether the commission would vote on the reappointment before the chief's interim term expired. And then around that same time, the Journal Sentinel obtained a video of the chairman, who is an attorney, accompanying a real estate developer who was being interviewed in a sexual assault case. And in fact, during that interview, the detective commented on how odd it was to be doing the interview with the chairman there, seeing as he was basically his boss. And then tensions continued to ramp up this spring when the commission repeatedly canceled meetings, and then it sort of escalated a couple of weeks ago when the commission handed down this very detailed list of directives and, you know, explicitly said that the chief faced discipline up to and including termination if he did not follow them.
And what was his response to those directives between then and yesterday?
So Chief Morales, you know, these directives required public explanations of different investigations, ongoing criminal cases, misconduct cases, and discipline, as well as updates on hiring and promotions and other things. Former Chief Morales, he said he was complying with the directives. However, his department also released a rebuttal report of sorts on Wednesday evening, basically saying that although they were complying, they felt that there were that these directives were legally dubious and that they contained factual errors as well, and that they had actually already provided some of the information being requested.
I want to give a listen to Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett reacting to last night's vote.
The discussion surrounding this decision tonight was completely lacking in transparency. The action taken by the commission tonight was not good government.
And people might be surprised, the mayor in this case is not the boss of the police chief who can hire and fire police chiefs. It's this commission. So what role does Mayor Barrett play in all of this?
So Mayor Barrett obviously has a strong voice as mayor of the city. He is the one who puts forward appointments to the Fire and Police Commission, and those appointments have to be confirmed by the Common Council. But he does not have the power to remove anyone from the commission, nor does he have the power to hire or fire the police chief. The one thing he could have done was veto some of these directives. That is allowed under state law. However, he said that Morales had not requested him to do that.
Talking to Ashley Lutheran from the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel, looking at the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission's decision to demote former Police Chief Alfonso Morales to captain. Is there talk of former Chief Morales challenging this decision in some way?
There is. You know, in the run-up to this meeting, it seemed clear that tensions were high and that the chief was consulting with legal counsel, including prominent attorney Frank Gimbel, who actually was retained by the previous police chief, Ed Flynn, when he was facing some conflict with the commission. And, you know, they've basically said they would be considering all options if he were to be disciplined or fired. And he essentially was both last night. He was removed from his position and demoted. So they have not ruled out things such as a lawsuit, or perhaps, you know, there's questions as to whether or not he could appeal to circuit court to see if his firing was legal.
And then what happens now with the immediately opened job of police chief of Milwaukee?
So unlike the last time there was an opening at the police chief position in Milwaukee, the Fire and Police Commission moved very quickly to name an acting police chief, and they went down the chain of command. They selected Michael Brunson, who was sworn in this morning. Brunson was actually the finalist with Morales for the interim police chief job back in 2018. And so he, as of right now, is conducting the day-to-day business of running the police department.
So it's a weird position to come into a job after the ousting of your predecessor and police getting a lot of attention, obviously, over protests, Black Lives Matter protests. What is the atmosphere like now for a new leader of the Milwaukee Police Department?
You know, as my colleague Elliot Hughes wrote today, Chief Brunson is coming in and he's facing a lot of challenges. And, you know, community groups have released statements throughout the day saying, you know, the community groups that have supported the removal of former Chief Morales are coming forward and saying that is not enough. We continue to call for reallocation, removal of money from the police department budget and reallocating it. They're continuing to call for more community involvement in the police department, more reform to the police department, and better community policing all around. And so not only that, he's going to have to continue to prepare for a virtual DNC, but there still could be some sort of public safety concerns related to that. If there are further protests, that's coming up very quickly. There's still a wave of retirements continuing to happen, and that has been ongoing for several months. And so there are a lot of challenges. And to be perfectly frank, we still don't know if those directives apply to Chief Brunson.
Now there's an acting police chief. Is there a timeline in place for a permanent hire now for this this job?
So far, the Fire and Police Commission has not indicated how that process will unfold. It is up to them to run such a search. Typically, the executive director of the commission, who is a member of the mayor's cabinet, typically that position would do a lot of work coordinating that. The current executive director, Griselda Aldrete, has withdrawn from reappointment consideration. And so it's not quite clear to me, at least at this particular moment, if that search will launch before her replacement is named, or if they will move forward with setting out the parameters for finding a new permanent police chief before the executive director is replaced.
Wow, there's a lot of moving parts here, Ashley. What are you watching for next in this story with all this going on?
I think the next developments will be to see if former Chief Morales decides to pursue any legal action related to his demotion, and to see whether or not the Fire and Police Commission is going to actively, quickly move to lay out a process for finding a new permanent police chief.
Ashley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've been talking to Ashley Lutheran. She covers crime and policing for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She brought us the latest on the decision yesterday by the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission to demote a former, now police chief, Alfonso Morales to his older position as a captain within the police force. Well, if you have thoughts on this, if you're in Milwaukee in particular, we would love to hear what you think. If you're a stakeholder or a concerned community member, share your thoughts with us. You can email us. You can always email us. ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Or you can tweet us @CentralTimeWPR. What do you make of this change at the top of the Milwaukee Police Department? What are you hoping comes up next? Email ideas@WPR.org.